call this meeting to order at 6:03 PM. Let us do the Pledge of Allegiance. Vicki, would you mind leading us?
Ready, begin.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. All right. Item number two, roll call. Let the record show that Director LoPiccolo is present. Director Claiborne is present. Director Franklin is present. We're missing Director or President Albers and Vice President Gerardo tonight. So moving on to item number three, agenda approval. Do I have a motion to approve tonight's agenda?
I'll make the motion.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? All right, agenda's approved. Item number four, we've got public comments. Do you have any public comments tonight?
I have one. I just got...
Could you state your name for the record?
Oh,
sorry.
Vicki Reinen.
Thank you.
I just received a grant for $2,500 to work on my yard, believe it or not.
Oh.
And it's run by Mountain Rim Fire Safe Council. They're in Crestline. And their grant, the agreement to give them the grant is to take care of all the mountains. Wrightwood, Crestline, Arrowhead, Big Bear. So I have in the coming newspaper we'll have an article of how to get those grants.
Cool.
And what they do is they send over one of their licensed tree guys.
Arborist
examines your lot, says what needs to be done, and then they, based on your income, and they want you to be, they're not going to go check it out, but they want you to be fair and honest. They'll cover anywhere from 10% to 100%. And they will take down dead trees, overgrown bushes that are too close to your house. They'll do a great job. We qualified, our work on our lot was $8,000. So $2,500 I'm happy to take.
Yeah.
And because we had let it grow for a couple years, and really that's what
that
you pay.
Jungle?
You pay that when you don't take care of it every year. So anyways, it'll be in the newspaper. So
Pam says, I'm gonna get in on
it. I just like my neighborhood looking.
Yeah. For the neighborhood.
So that is important for the community to know, even though they're in Crestline, their grant requires them to take care of.
You should be at the Fire Safe Council telling them.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sure they know.
Probably. Yeah.
Yeah, I think there's a representative there tonight that's going to talk to them.
Okay. Nice.
Great. Thank you. Appreciate that. Are there any other public comments?
I do have a comment coming up. It's the I got an approval, I guess you want to call it, for AC100, which will be coming up in August. And so you guys are already set up on that, but I just wanted to let everybody know it'll be August the 2nd and 3rd. 2nd being their registration and spaghetti dinner, and then at 4 in the morning they'll start running, and they finish the same day at 2 in the afternoon, 100 miles.
Wow.
The same day.
They finish the
same
day.
Well, some of them come in on Sunday.
Yeah.
But most of them come on Saturday night.
Yeah, Saturday night. They can run until 2 a.m. and that's it. Mm-hmm. And they're
coming back.
They run for almost 24 hours. Last year, or the last time we had it here where they went out and came back, the guy did it in 16 hours.
Wow.
100 miles.
That's insane.
That is insane. Yeah. And he was running around after saying, does anybody get any water? Wow.
And your name for the record, sorry.
Bruce, I'm Bruce LeClaire. I'm so sorry.
Thank you, Bruce.
It's weird when you know everybody.
It's like a family.
Exactly.
Having lunch or something.
We need you on tape. So the blackboard is still there.
Thank you. Any other public comments? Alrighty, then we'll move on to item number 5, Discretionary Fund Priorities Program Grant Agreement with San Bernardino County, discussion and possible action. Alright, Tammy.
I'm kind of excited about this one. Rumor had it that the county was looking to find areas to spend a little money. So I wrote a letter and requested some funds. In my eyes at the time, because I had such a quick turnaround on this, I felt that the upgrade of our bathrooms and our septic system for down, you know, the area would be a great opportunity to, you know, work with the county on this. I've read the contract. It's pretty cut and dry. It will add a lot of administrative stuff to our end, but now that I'm staffed better, I feel that Angela and I can tackle this. I'm not sure if they're considering it a grant. I read it as more of a contract. I don't know really much of the difference.
It's called a grant.
Okay.
The contract is your agreement with
it. Agreement with it. Okay.
How to distribute the grant.
Okay. You know, it's pretty typical of your basic grant. You know, you have to have the supporting documentation. We have to do the, you know, DIR, because we are doing, prevailing wage. Like I said, there's a lot that's going to be involved in this, but I feel pretty confident that as a CSD that we can handle this. There is one stipulation about the CSD is they would require us to have a matching contribution of 25% of the $324,000, and that comes to $81,125. So that would, yes, it'd bring us to a little over $400,000 to work with, which is quite a bit. So I feel we can do it. I handed each board member, this is just what is in our reserve account. It's the balances. The very top line, the 100 cash in bank, that's the total amount in all of the accounts combined.
Combined, okay.
And then those are just a breakdown of the different reserve accounts that we could take the money from. So,
great.
And if, you know, we could always do some kind of fundraising, you know, if we feel we want to do more or to replace the money, you know, that's up to the board, but I feel, you know, we can comfortably cover this.
Yeah, I have some questions.
Sure.
Okay. Yeah.
Sorry, Pam's raising her hand. I don't know who to...
Go ahead.
I have a question. Is the action you would be taking tonight to just accept the contract and enter into the contract, not anything about the specifics about what the actual project would look like, or it's just the action to collect
that
to
we are
money?
On a time crunch, so we have to have this back to them by Friday. That is why I had to do this now. I know, I understand. I heard word within 4 days I had written a letter. It was just, this is what we need. We threw together a quick synopsis of what we would like to do. Obviously expand the bathroom, which is under Section B, contractor responsibility and scope. And it kind of gives you an idea what where we're going to expand the existing restrooms by 400 square feet, increasing the number of toilets and urinals, addition of insulation, heating and exhaust system, and other improvements as required to be in adherence with the ADA guidelines. Also, construction and replacement of the existing septic system for the public restroom. Because if we are going to add additional toilets, we obviously need to upgrade our septic, which we have had to do anyway. So, should I expand on our thoughts?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. we're kind of changing route on the scope. Instead of adding 400 square feet, we would like to use an existing building, which would save on permits, construction costs. We would have a lot more to put into upgrading the restrooms. Our thinking, current bathrooms would be all women, take our shed and make that all men. And we'll have obviously the ADA in each. So they'd be two separate buildings, but we can add a lot more toilets if we do it that way. If we only extend it for, you know, the 400 little square feet, we think we can only add maybe two or three, where this would give us double the amount without having to build, get permits, at those building permits and costs. So, you know, that's kind of the route we're gonna see if we can take, as opposed to a new construction, which is what is in the scope here. And if you read the contract, it sounds like we can make addendums to the contract. Pam?
So, again, my question is, the legal official action you would be taking a vote on tonight is to accept and enter into the contract to accept the funds from the county, and the actual plan of the details of how it's used in the general area referred to would come in action at a later date. Is that correct? Maybe the attorney would.
That would pretty much, because we have no bit, you know, we have nothing right now. We are starting from ground zero.
So if I may, so if that's the action, the question that you're going to take action on tonight, then I'd like to make a follow-up statement that if you accept this funding in order to facilitate the direction that Tammy's talking about, it could serve more than just one purpose of providing bathrooms. From a member of the public's point of view, one, this community pays for porta potties every winter for the public to come in along State Highway 2. Having only porta potties available in this community is a real negative on the whole business area development and the community as a whole. So having the porta potties is a real negative. This would overcome that problem.
And the cost of porta potties is approximately $8,000 a winter. So we've, almost paid for half already, you know.
If the bicycle thing happens, they're going to want porta potties or access to bathrooms. The second thing that it would impact would be, it could establish a new, there's new technology since the septic system is in there right now. This could accomplish a new model of technology for how sewage and septic systems can work. And so this would establish that. It also could be, that model could be used by the rest of the village and seeing, okay, this is the technology used at the CSD building. Maybe that could serve the rest of the business area for Wrightwood. So there's the benefit of that. And then the third one is, while you're adding those bathrooms, maybe there's something else that you could add that you would be able to afford with this funding that would even improve the other kinds of services that were capable to happen. Once you get into the actual plan of what you're going to vote later to adopt, after you have discussion and decide how to best use that money, then that would be a benefit too. So there's more than just an opportunity to add some more bathrooms, and you have to spend $81,000. And were you really prepared to put $81,000 into bathrooms at this time? That's not a good way to look at it. A good way to look at it is what are those four impacts that you are investing in using the taxpayer money wisely.
Yeah, those are great points, Pam. Thank you. My first question, so they're offering $324,000. We are to come up with 25% of that. So essentially it's going to be a little over $400,000, like you said, that we have to work with. Are you confident that we could do two full bathrooms in that manner and a septic system. For that money. My concern is just prevailing wage and like something that should cost $100,000 costs.
No matter how you do anything with federal government's prevailing wage, my biggest constraint you would run up against, if you do new construction, you're talking $300 a square foot.
Yeah.
Not including prevailing wage.
Well,
it's just your construction cost.
Yeah, I mean, just with experience with the park, it's like you're told, oh, a park's going to cost $120,000. That's what we're told with this one.
Yes.
And then it's almost $400,000.
That's why if you look at it, the 20 by 20, 400 square foot by 300, that's 150.
Yeah.
So we're looking at $400,000.
Yeah.
And we're not building that. If you got that existing building, all we're doing is modification for
you. Yeah, and so that rolls into my second question with the shed there. Is it possible to modify it into a bathroom in that way?
Sure.
And is it possible, I know this kind of seems silly, but is it possible to make them look the same? Because I'm something about what things look like, and I don't want to have like some strange outhouse over here and then a brick one over here. Like, I'd like it to be like streamlined. Would that be something that would be?
I don't see why not.
So, not honestly. Because you're now, you might as well take the whole building down and start construction again.
So would you make the shed bathroom the same type of bathroom as the bathroom now, which is like the cinder blocks? And I mean, I know obviously we're not putting cinder block walls, but...
No, because it's already existing, so we weren't planning on changing the actual
structure. It would probably be tile on the inside. It would be upgraded.
The bathroom.
Really nice.
So the regular bathroom.
Put siding on the outside of the brick one?
Well, there might be a reason for doing that. It might be what you call fake brick or fake block. Based on the problem you have in the winter times, you have all that water coming down from the communication system. And that's going to inundate that water around there. We talked about doing some kind of a blocking or something to make it nice in there,
mm-hmm.
and make that water divert. The first thing you know as a builder, get the water off the job site. You don't want it anywhere near your construction. You do not want it anywhere near the buildings themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So that could be a possibility of making it some kind of a fake block type thing, or maybe,
mm-hmm.
like you say, maybe there's a fake slump stone.
Siding or something.
Yeah, that's what that is. It's a slump stone.
And so the existing bathroom now, you would just plan on like upgrading the inside, meaning like new toilets, plumbing, everything, and would it be possible to do, I guess this is just like details, but like I feel like we would need like real soap dispensers or real things.
Yes,
that,
yes.
You know,
waterless,
if we were spending
urinals,
that kind of money on it.
Urinal, which is actually code.
Yeah.
Everything new now has to be waterless.
Yeah.
Like urinals and toilets. So.
Yeah, because there are, I've seen at other parks, there are parks that have bathrooms like ours, but the inside has like tile around the side and like updated things. But it's the same type of structure. It's just
modified. Well, before you go too far, we'd put together an entire budget. And I always, as a builder, go higher than what it costs. And then if we can stay within the constraints of that, then we know where we're at. And anything below that, we can get the bids on anyway. Because it's over $25,000, you by your own ordinances have to go out to bid and do an RFP on it.
Yeah. So. And also, sorry, what was I going to say? I got distracted.
Sorry.
No, that's okay. I was thinking, Oh, shed. If we do not have our shed, do we have storage for our things?
We can build another one. That's easy.
We figured we'd use the area that's behind the shed now. That's just all that wasted area.
Because
we don't need that gigantic shed for our supplies. We can probably cut it down and be okay.
And we know for sure that we don't need permits to do that if we did that.
You don't have to have permits.
You
just have to go through the county.
Mm-hmm.
It's no different than any other construction project. You have to have engineering, you have to have all that stuff done, soils reports, everything's done, all your structural engineering has to be done, all your plumbing has to be up to code,
mm-hmm.
your ADA has to be up to code, everything has to be just like you would normally build a building.
Mm-hmm.
Or you normally do a reconstruction, all that has to be approved by the county and then go forward from there.
And what type of septic would you guys be thinking you wanted to do? Like new leach lines?
It's called a sub, That's actually a tertiary system.
It's the one you guys were talking about?
The one that, yeah, this, okay. We call it the submarine. We've talked to the guy, Lance, up in Northern California. Mm-hmm. His only concern was whether or not we had leaching. And we do. I found, actually, remember Shannon?
Shannon Fairchild.
Mm-hmm.
Shannon, first secretary.
She used to work here. She works at the county.
Yeah.
I asked her to look it up to see if she could find it. She found it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and it shows. It goes. It's actually down there where that wrong building. It's down there where the open spaces, where you are behind the stage when you have the Music in the Pines, all that open space down there where they have those little...
It's next to the air compressor.
We got the sinkhole
leaching down there, yeah.
That's about where they in there from the sinkhole to the right, like over towards the other the Cecilia's building. So
they go all the way out there.
It's not, yeah, they go up and down through the parking lot though too. They're in under that and go down along closer to her building. So they don't run this way in the dirt.
Right.
They only do partially in that dirt.
So if we put that tertiary, however you say it, system, that includes leach lines as well?
That's all he needs is existing.
Okay, and so just connects to what we have.
You could do it three different ways. We could actually put it in that little park area, Rivian Knowles Park.
Mm-hmm. Where the existing
is. A little system that would actually push the water in underneath the soil, and it would percolate down. But since we have that percolation system down there, we can run it right down there.
Do you know when our septic tank was last replaced?
I do not.
I think it's already failing.
It is. But that I know. I've just been told, I don't know exactly what they mean by failing, but they have told us that our septic is in need of. Yeah, but I will definitely get another.
It hasn't been done in the last 20 years. It's probably failing.
At least.
Probably before I was born.
Yeah.
So tonight, all we're voting on is whether or not we're going to take their money, basically, and match
and
it to $81,000.
But we do.
No, that's not. I don't want to lead the board down that garden path. What is on the agenda is there is authorization to enter into a contractual arrangement with the county, where there would be funding that the county would provide for this project. Is the contract before the board?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, so in going through this contract, I have gone through this agreement with Thielen Pinyon Hills. It's the same, it's the exact same format that Thielen Pinyon Hills had. What they had was they had already a project in mind. They had, you know, they had it engineered, and it was already... It had already been approved by the board. They knew what the cost estimate was going to be, and the county has agreed to contribute $500,000 towards that project. You guys don't have all that, so you're sort of, you know, betting on the come on this that you can do it with the amount of money that is being provided. Now, under that contract, if you go to section B1. That talks about what the project would look like and what the scope of services that you would be performing as the contractor. So the county is basically bringing you in as a contractor, and then you would have to design the project, put it out to bid, and then, you know, prepare all the bid specs, put it out to bid, award to the lowest responsible bidder, and then move forward with construction. And so B1 and 2 talk about what that document, what it looks like. I think Tammy had mentioned making amendments to the contract. This is the time to do that. If paragraphs 1 and 2 are not what is being contemplated, then now is the time to modify that. And one is expand existing public restroom facility by 400 square feet, increasing the number of toilets and urinals, addition of insulation, heating, and exhaust system, and other improvements as required to be in adherence with ADA guidelines. And second is construction and replacement of the existing septic system for the public restroom facility. If that doesn't capture what is being contemplated, that now is the time to change it. The email that I received from Tammy from the county said that it would need to either, if there are edits, they would, the county would need to see it by June 21. If there are not edits, the county would want the signed agreement by June 21. So we do have the opportunity to make edits. And I have already gone through this agreement for Phelan, have made modifications that were acceptable to the county as part of that, as part of their projects. And I can go through those because some of those are required by law. And in section C.6, about in the middle of that section, there was a language that says, if requested by the county contractor, i.e. us, shall provide the results of the background check of each individual to the county. So we would have to do background checks on everyone that would be of staff members that would be there, as well as the employees of the contractor that would be doing the work. So the language that I have in there that I would suggest we add is, unless prohibited by applicable law and or contract was duly adopted employment policies. Again, that language was accepted by the county in the Phelan contract. Under section C.10 on page 4, there's a confidentiality provision. As the board is aware, you are a public entity subject to the public records, California Public Records Act. So disclosure, you have a limited ability to withhold documents under contract. And you can't by contract agree to do something that would be illegal or in violation of a court order. So for section C-10, I'm suggesting that we add the language at the beginning, unless otherwise prohibited by applicable law or by court order, at the top of C-10. On C-13, the second paragraph and the second sentence, the contractor, as determined by the county, I would insert the word reasonably before determined. So as reasonably determined by the county, shall repay all costs incurred by the county for any repairs. Moving further down into the agreement, C-26, again, is a Public Records Act issue, so I would also add the language, unless otherwise prohibited by applicable law or by court order, at the beginning of C-26, and the same for C-33. If you go now to C-43, the second, third, and fourth paragraphs of C-43 have the term firm in there that is intended to mean contractor. I'm not sure where the county got that phrase. That term is not defined anywhere in the agreement. So wherever you see the term firm in those paragraphs, we would need to change to contractor. And continuing on, section F7 on page 13, I deleted that from the Phelan agreement. The county has agreed to delete that as well, so that you wouldn't be obligated to comply with the county's travel management policy. And then I-2 on page 16, I-2A, the words sole discretion of the county, I would move that to reasonable discretion of the county. And subsection B, where it says which reimbursement shall not be entitled to later recovery, I would make that may. I-2C, that if there's a breach, the county cannot withhold all monies due to the district. They could only withhold monies due under this contract. You certainly don't want them withholding any of your property tax money. And then I-2E, I would delete the last two sentences there. Now, one thing the board should be aware, and I provided this to Tammy, is C9 on page 3 and into page 4. It talks about that the district will need to comply with a number of county policies that are not specifically identified. And not only will you have to comply with all of these county policies, the district would have to comply with any amendments to those policies that may be made in the future. This is not the kind of language that that I would typically recommend. The ability for one party to essentially unilaterally amend an agreement by modifying their own policies is always problematic, but the county would not make any changes on this. What they did do is provide me with a copy of the policies that are applicable. Phelan agreed to this language and agreed to those policies. I provided those to Tammy. They're about 250 pages of county policies that the district would have to comply with. I know I deal with these grant agreements a lot, and I know it sounds great getting free money, but there just needs to be an understanding, and whether or not this is worth this for this project or not is certainly not my call. That's up to the board. What I want to make sure is that, again, the board is not being led down a dark path, that it's just, you're just going to get a check, and then you have to figure out how to do the project. That's not how this works. You will have to comply with a ton of contractual provisions as part of that. And it's not just prevailing wage. It's not just competitive bid requirements. It's not just getting all the right bonds. All of that you'll have to do. But you will also have to comply with all of these contractual provisions. The board is aware of that. The staff is aware of that. You did that with the playground. But I also want to make sure that there's no misunderstanding, that this is not just a check for $325,000 or $350,000, and then you go off and build something. That's not how that works. You will have to comply with these provisions. Again, the email that you saw said if we have edits, that we do have the opportunity to provide edits, and I would recommend that. If the board intends to move forward with this project, and that we do that by June 21st, and that was in the email that we got. So you're not obligated to necessarily sign, and if you do have edits, and I would recommend that you incorporate these edits into this agreement if the board is inclined to move forward with this.
Steve, may I ask a question? Bruce here.
Hey, Bruce.
There's a couple of these things out there, public works apprentice programs, some of these governmental things. Is this a requirement also?
Yes.
I don't understand if we're not, but anyway. Okay. How do you go about doing that?
Yeah, I mean, that's part of the deal is, you know, the question that there's some good questions about permits that came up, and there are some exemptions for local government agencies on getting county permits that are related to zoning regulations and development regulations. There are some exemptions, but they typically involve projects that are related to water, wastewater, that kind of thing. If it's not specifically that, now you may be able to get some exemption because of the fact that these are toilets. So there may be some exemption in the permits that we can assert as a result of, say, the wastewater aspect of it. And so that could be helpful, and that could save time, and that could save costs. That's something that we would need to explore. But of course, these are the things that normally you would have already done before submitting an application for grant funding. And I understand the timing didn't lend itself to that, but that's sort of the risk that you're running, is you don't know what the cost of this project is. You really have no idea what the cost of the project is. You don't really even have much of a scope. You have no bid specs. Really, I mean, there hasn't been any environmental review done. I'm not saying it's a bad idea, but we don't know what the cost of this project is going to be. We don't really know what it's going to look like. We haven't done the environmental review to the extent that that's necessary. We don't know what permits are going to be needed. And again, that could be just a function of timing, and that's understandable. No one's to blame on that. But that is making this decision a little tricky for the board and for staff and moving forward.
I think it'd be a negative deck on the engine, the other stuff, the EIRs and all that would be a negative deck. I'm pretty sure of that.
I'm guessing because, frankly, I think it would even be less than that. I'm guessing because we're talking about existing facility, and maybe, so I'm looking at an expansion of an existing facility in B11 and construction and replacement of an existing facility in B12. There are exemptions under CEQA for both of those things. We could probably get away with not even doing a neg deck. We could probably do a notice of exemption based on that description of the project.
But that's based on that. That's not based on if we decided to convert the ship, which we would have to decide before we sign this, so that we can put it in this.
Well, okay, so the June 21st date is the date that the county needs, because then they got to take it to their board of supervisors. So this isn't even, the county hasn't executed the agreement. The county has indicated that the staff is willing to fund the project, and has presented the district with this grant agreement. The county board of supervisors may vote no. The county staff may see, you know, may dig deeper into this and pull this from the approval list. There, a lot of things can happen, because the county has not signed off on it yet. But the county has indicated that tentatively they're willing to approve it. And then from there, then once the county approves it, then we would need to find a way to complete the project within the scope of the agreement. If there is something that would need to be modified in the scope, that's why, if that's the case, we should do that now. Because if we don't do that now, the county is not obligated to just modify the agreement in any way that we want. The amendments are a bilateral negotiation. And so now would be the time to do that, rather than signing an agreement that doesn't accurately reflect what the board or staff intends the project to look like.
You have a phone call into the lady wanting to talk to her. Did you tell him that? He's aware of that?
No.
Okay. Yeah. You might want to tell him.
She hasn't returned her call. So yeah, that's why. Pam.
In looking at what specifically you would be agreeing to, nothing in one or two mentions anything about replacing the shed.
Mm-hmm.
And so how would we...
We'd have to amend that tonight.
Yeah.
Amend that.
Yeah. We'd have to come up with new language to put in there tonight.
Yeah. And the other piece that I noticed, I had other concerns of what it might be that you were excluding yourself from being able to do. But I think the first phase of number one, expand existing public restroom facility by 400 square feet.
That can be interpreted in a couple of ways.
Right. So I think I feel comfortable after really looking at that one that that would allow you to do what you would have some room to do. But the thing that I think is missing is there's nothing in there about the shed, and I would think that your attorney is warning you if it's not in there, doing it with the, that any of that money may not be contractually okay.
Yeah.
That's correct.
Well, the theory behind that, Steve, was if we were to take the existing facility of the men's and women's, we could add a couple of 5, 10, we'd have 10 toilet facilities for the women if we use that one building specifically as the woman's. The existing shed is already constructed. That's roughly the same square footage of 400 square feet. If you multiply that times the $300 a square foot, which is what they're requiring today's society, you're looking at $150,000 by having an existing building. We're only modifying the interior of it, and that's a whole lot cheaper, in my opinion, than building from scratch, doing footings, looking at soils reports, everything that goes into construction costs. So the expedience on that was because it was an existing building, it would make more sense. The way that the plumbing is set up is that you can just basically dig under the footing and foundation, pour a new footing and foundation, and you're pretty much done. You put your only insulation in, you put your tile in, you put your lighting in. Those are what I would consider ancillary compared to what you would cost for new construction, truss, and all the other stuff goes, Title 24, everything under the sun that would be normally if you're building a new building.
Yeah.
So if you added, and this is just my first grade teacher thinking, so he's going to have to come up with some better guidance, but if you added to the second, number two, B2, if you added construction and replacement of the existing septic system for the public restroom facility and shed, or something, just stick it in.
I wouldn't call it a shed, I'd call it
storage.
Ancillary building.
Yeah, I'm not personally worried about adding that in tonight. I'm concerned about like C9, Steve, that you brought up with kind of understanding really how that could directly affect us, because it's very, very broad, and specifically sticking out to me is like comply with finance, accounting, banking, internet security, and other applicable standards, policies, practices, processes, procedures, and controls of the county. That to me says that we need to be, you know, doing our business in the same way as them, and how, what does that look like? Is that something, I know I'm not asking the question properly, but I don't feel quite comfortable just saying we're just going to do everything the way that the county does it, because we have our own system here.
Do you have a contract with the state of California for your swings and your set over there?
Yeah, but that particular, yes, we did, and I can't, you know, cite exact language, but just what Steve just highlighted here to me seems a little bit of like an overreach from them, and seems concerning. Like, how do we comply with their finance standards or their accounting standards?
Yeah, and I can't answer that. I think that's something that staff would have to be able to provide an answer to after reviewing the policies and comparing it with the manner in which the manner in which the district's own administrative policies are applied.
Which I think that most of our policies probably have been rolled over when we transitioned from county over to CSD in the beginning.
And we do meet all of, I think it's the GON is what they call it, requirements through our auditors when it comes to the accounting.
Yeah, it seems so overly broad that it's like I can't wrap my head around signing onto something like this where we feel like we're being controlled by them in some way, and if we don't
I agree with what you're saying, Natalie, and the thing that I'm trying to wrap my brain about is, okay, we do it, we come up with the $400,000 whatever, you know, the grant, and they change their mind down the road, and we're still liable for it?
No, there's a contract here. The only way they've changed their mind is we don't perform.
Yeah, I mean, Steve, thank you for going through all those points. I would be agreeable to, you know, making all of those adjustments that you suggested. It just, you know, stuck out to me, really, this particular C9. Just made me wonder what would be coming down the road that could, you know, I don't know. I'm looking for, like, hypothetical situations that could happen where this could apply. I can't really think of any because I don't have experience in that, but, you know, I just feel like it's something to be seriously considered.
My experiences as a builder, my experience as a city planner, working with both governments, the federal and state and local, is they pretty much work with you all the time. They pretty much answer your questions. They pretty much tell you, oh, you have to fill out this form, and it has to be this way, and if it's not filled out correctly, they say, well, change this and do that. They're not an ancillary. They're not adversarial. I think they're more helpful. It would be great to have a county representative here who could explain to us all of the things that they do. But I've worked with counties and cities and states and federal governments that pretty much want to help you. That's my opinion.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I think that is generally the approach that is taken. Is they wouldn't go through this whole process with the idea of trying to jam you.
Right.
But, you know, that and a quarter gets you a cup of coffee. This is what the language of the contract says, and there's an integration clause in the agreement that states that the obligations of the parties have all been integrated into the single document that represents the entire understanding of both parties. So that while I agree with that, and that has been my experience for sure, but the language of the contract, and that's part of the deal with the devil that gets made on these grant agreements. Is, yeah, the money's great, but the contracts are very one-sided. And I've been on the other side on these agreements, and I draft them the same way, even more one-sided than this, where look, do you want the money or not? If you want the money, you have to comply with all of our requirements. If you don't want the money, we'll look for, you know, there's going to be someone else that's going to want it. And that's how it plays out. But as the grantee on these agreements, there just has to be an understanding that it is a game changer as to how these work. And we went through that with the state on the playground, and your staff did an amazing job, without any problems getting funding early. And it went really, really well. Does that mean that that's how that's going to happen this time around with the county? We don't know, but it's better to know what you're signing up for, and rather than be surprised or make assumptions along the way that may not be accurate.
And Steve, do they have control over which contractors we choose? Like, do they pick, like, county contractors that they want us to work with, or?
No, you'll go through your own, competitive bid process, and they don't have control over that. What they do have control over is making sure that you comply with it, because, I'll comply with the process, because if you don't, and you get sued by a contractor for not, awarding that entity the bid, or when they should have feel that they should have been awarded, then you'll be having to defend that lawsuit and also defend the county and indemnify the county on for any losses that may occur as a result of that. So the county puts language in there basically stating that you will comply with all laws. And so for any contract over $25,000, the construction agreement, you have to go through competitive bidding, you have to get bonds, you have to do the whole kit caboodle, you have to put together the bid specs and the whole thing, and the notice inviting bids and all of that, and put it on the street, and you know, have anyone that's interested, you know, be given notice that you've got this project out there and that they have an opportunity to bid on it to the extent that they're qualified.
One of the things that I had was I know somebody that works in the county's bidding department, and I asked if they would allow us to have some of their RFPs that they send out based upon anything over their 65K. And I think that would be very good because it's the same one that the county uses. And as long as we're using their game plan, I don't think they could be too much of an argument with them. But I think it would also give us a lot less dealing with having to create our own RFPs. So.
Yeah, I agree.
I think that there are two issues that come to my mind. One is that all the legal language in there was put together by the lawyers for the county representing the taxpayers of the county. And this, I would guess, Steve mentioned that Pinyon Hills, Phelan, CSD got a contract too. I would guess number 9 was also in theirs as well, requiring them to do all that kind of special technical bookkeeping. The second thing is sort of an extension of that same thought, and I when Steve says game changer, to me, I don't know if he means this kind of game changer, but I think that there is a game changer, because currently the services that our CSD is performing is the management, the daily operation of the district. Remember what you went through when you were having to do all those extra steps for the park, and expertise that you needed to draw from that you hadn't had that wheel invented before. Nobody knew how to do bids. Nobody knew, I mean, we had, you know, resources through Steve, but nobody knew how to do those things, and the extra time that it took the staff to tune in, find out, and do all that. That is something that if you accept this funding, the staff is gonna have to become experts mainly in handling that kind of stuff and in juggling that as well. So it is putting additional burden on them. Hopefully that would be financed through the funding, but that is a game changer in the way that the operation is done. As a resident of Wrightwood, I think that's a good thing that the services that the CSD is providing is progressive and we're getting more things for our district. On the other hand, you know, it's nice the way that it is, and I love the things that work that you've already done and that you're doing on a regular basis, but it would be asking the staff to find the resources to do more and more technical, detailed stuff that you've never experienced before.
Steve, I got a question for you. If, and I don't want, you know, an answer from you in the sense of, I know it's our responsibility as the board, but could you give me an idea of what you would recommend to us based on what you've seen? Obviously, you don't have a vote, you don't have any of that, but should we really be looking at signing a contract that there's no written specifics in it, and those that are in it puts the pressure on staff, on whoever we would have to hire in order to do all the paperwork and all that type of thing? So, you know, I've heard you, I don't know how many times, you don't, you know, unless it's in writing, it's not, you know,
not a contract.
Not a contract, whatever. But you're, it sounds like you're saying, from a legal standpoint, it's our choice whether to sign a contract that we don't know the total dollar amount or what that means, what they can come back on us for. Not opposed to it, I'm just, I just remember someone telling me, and I think it was Steve, you don't sign a contract unless you got it in writing.
It's right here.
No, yeah, but you're saying taking a risk, taking a risk on the unknown amount of the project.
Maybe a history would help. There was a little situation that occurred very quickly, very, very quickly, where there was an opportunity to ask for some financing. I just showed this gal here. There was $20 million each one of the supervisor has to play with.
Yeah.
This is extra monies above and beyond their normal. And there was someone say, would you guys need some money for some of your projects? And he said, yeah, we got a lot of projects we need money for. So it was said, put together a letter, get it in there, and they accepted it. So, yeah, there's nothing happening at this point in time. We don't have any engineering. We don't have any architecture. That's all upfront costs. Those are the things that you pay before you get started. This way, you have money sitting there. You can use it for that stuff. To me, it makes more sense to do that. We already have an idea of what we want to do at the park. You already said it, I don't have years, you've been saying it, $8,000 a year for porta potties that are sitting out there at 20 degrees in freezing snow. Who's going to use them? Nobody. If you have a nice warm place you can use the toilets at, it makes more sense. You don't have enough toilets, we're adding another 15 total, and that's 10 on one side for the women, and then another 5 on the other side, so there's a lot of positive to that. Now, do you want to take a chance? My life has always been a chance. I take a chance. That's me. You guys aren't. You're different, serious. I understand that. Conservative, you have a responsibility to the public. I understand that.
I'd like to look at it as a plus-plus to the community, mm-hmm. to our property values. Right now, I think the lack of service in that category is weak. And if we can improve that, overall, the whole community benefits. I mean, you have a budget. You stick within the budget. Okay, so we can't have 12 toilets, but we can only have 10. But whatever it takes, it needs to step forward and start the process.
There might be another opportunity next year. We don't know.
Do you know, do you think that if we were doing 10 or 12 toilets in each of these bathrooms, that a new septic system could support that?
That's why the new septic submarine would support that. I already talked to the guy doing that. Mm-hmm. We've been working at this for a year, and you know, not in front of anybody, but we've been looking at it for a year in the background trying to get this stuff together. And they have what they call a CS program, which is basically a big tub, I call it a submarine, and it's a tertiary, which means it goes through three steps instead of two. Mm-hmm. Our septic system's only two. Mm-hmm. This is the third step. It goes one step further to clarify the water system, and that water can use be trees, you can wash your car with it. They say you can drink it, I don't think I would, but they say you can. This is the updated version of what's called the septic system, but it's an updated version of it. So if they can do that, it satisfies all three of your buildings over there, which is going to be a plus for you because you're having a failed system. We've been talking with Lahontan, and they're eyeing us up now because we haven't got enough problems yet, but at some point in time they're going to come in and they're going to say something to us. We're trying to get ahead of the ball. I was a planner, not a reactionary. I try to plan ahead. That's just my personality. So I look at it in a way of any chance that you get, take it, run with it, make it work. I've been under pressure to build a lot of houses in a very short period of time. You get it done. As simple as that. I'm willing to help as much as I can with my background and my experience. I don't ask for a nickel. I may ask for a cup of coffee. But that's it. And, I mean, I know what I'm talking about.
What does that system cost that you've talked to him about?
65,000. That's it.
And that also would have to go to bid, correct, if we wanted that. Are there other people who make the tertiary system?
Not necessarily. I don't know that for a fact. I'm sure there are different people who sell that same one.
So if we were choosing to do that, then we'd have a similar situation.
If there is possible that three people are doing the same thing, yeah, we can ask for three bids. It's like a painter. Painter uses the same color paint. They use the same paint, maybe. You ask for bids, there's a matter of how they get it into the ground, how they hook it up. That's what the cost is.
Or if we chose to do that, Steve, we could do maybe like a sole source thing like we did with the park, if we wanted to use that system, and no one else made one.
It looks like a few people make it.
Possibly. The board would have to make a determination that the sole source contractor has unique knowledge, specialized skills that you can't get really anywhere else.
Mm-hmm.
And kind of make those findings. That's typically how we would do it. What we did with the playground is, I think we ran that by the state first, mm-hmm. make sure we weren't gonna get sideways with them. That was, part of the deal from the beginning. With the state was we were going to sole source it with Innovative Playgrounds, and so they were aware of that right from the start. So if we were going to sole source this, then we'd want to make sure that the county was on board with it, because what you don't want to do, I think what was mentioned, is you don't want to go get in a position where you've signed a construction agreement with the contractor. And then the county says, well, no, you didn't enter in that contract correctly. So now it's not grant eligible. And now you're on the hook with your contractor to perform this project, and you don't have any outside funding to support it.
Okay, thank you.
As far as the question that Director Franklin posed to me, probably my recommendation would be to make sure that the B1 language reflects what the board is looking at as far as this project, and then make the revisions and then send that off to the county by Friday. Again, not sign anything, but send the edits to the county by Friday, and then give staff perhaps more time to maybe tighten up what the cost elements might be. Just that would be the thing that I would worry about is getting stuck with a project where even the county funding isn't going to be enough, and it's going to blow your budget. And so it would be nice to have something before the board. In my view, something before the board showing, what the anticipated estimated cost might be.
Steve, and I think I can go out and get a prelim on that. I don't think I'll have a problem. I can kind of figure out from in my own experiences. I'll go high on those numbers and see if we're in the 400.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
I can get a plumbing bid.
Yeah, that's
going
to be just the estimate.
So you would just be voting on making the amendment to the contract. You're not actually voting.
Yeah. No matter what, we're not signing this.
Just make the amendment to the contract, give it back to Tammy. She's going to give it back to the county before you sign anything. If they approve what you have, then they'll take the amendment, give it back to you, and then at some point, you pass it for the first, but that's okay. You're still within the requirements that they ask you for. So all you're really doing is a clarification, all the recommendations that Steve had made in there, he wants those modified, they should be in that contract. So it's a give and take as far as I'm concerned, which is normal in all contracts. And then if they approve that and sign that off or bring it back to you, then you folks go ahead and sign off on it if you want to go forward with it. But in the meantime, that gives me some time
to get some numbers. The email that we got from the county on this says, if you have any changes, please use the Word version of the contract to capture edits and return feedback to me by June 21, 2024, prior to signing for our review.
Okay.
If there are no edits, please sign the attached PDF version of the contract and reply to this email with an executed copy by June 21, 2024. So I think we take the opportunity, since I think we're kind of, it's a little bit, we can, I think I heard the win-win-win scenario earlier. And I think that we can do that by making modifications to the agreement that one, that tightens up the project description to what, you know, what the actual project is going to look like. Two, make other contractual amendments that we know the county is already okay with because of what happened with Phelan.
Right.
Three, that buys the time for staff to work with the community and others and the board, without violating the Brown Act, but right. to come up with a cost estimate and to see if it's feasible for the what's feasible for the amount of the grant money plus what the district will have to contribute in the way of matching funds.
Well, I think that sounds fair. So if you guys do as well, then maybe we could come up with some language to change B1. Chuck, what do you think?
Yeah, I would love to have it done. I would love to have an extra space for the staff, given the fact they're going to be busier than hell as the future keeps going on. Other than a little cupboard and closet that they're in right now. And that's something that I don't know if I can ask that question here, if that's part of the money that we could do beforehand or part of the edit to the county, that we use it to expand part of the community center for the staff as part of, the grant process. Doesn't sound like that would work, but it would be a question I'd ask. I mean, are we even going to do a closed session today?
Yeah, okay. We have a closed session for something else.
Okay.
So, yes. But
that's my feeling. I mean, would it benefit the community? Of course it would.
Yeah.
And going ahead.
Well, and we could always revisit that part of it, the office space, or even renting another office at a, on a different... at a different meeting.
Only if we get a new board. Because it's already 3-1 on anything.
Well, you will have a different board December.
Based on experience.
Yeah, you'll have a different board come December. Okay, well, it sounds like we're agreeable to maybe making this amendment. So what, Steve, is... as far as language goes, can we add like a number 2 and then make number 2 number 3? Wow. Or would you like to just change number 1 to...
Probably.
Okay.
Because we're not going to expand an existing bathroom.
Uh-huh.
You could
put renovate existing bathroom.
Yes. Yes.
Increasing the number of toilets, yep. Yada, yada, and then renovate, yes. an additional space.
Existing structure.
Structure.
I don't know
to create a second bathroom,
right,
or something.
Right, yeah.
Steve, what's the best way to say this?
The gist of it.
We don't
want to
say shed.
We don't want to say shed. We want to use the correct words.
Okay, well, all right, then maybe I've got it right here. I've got it in Word format so I can make the changes right as we're speaking.
How do you want
B11 to read?
So B11, we should take out the word expand and put renovate, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Existing public restroom facility.
And then cross out
by 400 square feet. And then keep the comma, increasing the number of toilets, urinals, addition of insulation, heating, and an exhaust system, and other improvements as required in adherence with, and keep all of that. And then create a second sentence that says, how would you explain that, Tammy? renovate
building
and existing. Well, how would you put that? Renovate an existing structure or exist.
Modify.
You're creating a.
Modify.
You're creating a space for a proposed new.
Yeah, because you're modifying an existing building
right,
to accommodate for 10
you know.
Yeah, maybe modify existing building to accommodate 10 additional toilets.
Yes.
We're creating another.
Or additional toilets and not put the number. We should probably just put
for
new
additional
toilets.
Toilets.
Well, Natalie, is this going to replace two, or is it an addition? I mean, is it a new two?
I think it would just be a second sentence in B1.
A second sentence in B1.
Oh, wait,
okay.
Please.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So it would read how?
Repeat what you have to add to that.
What did
we
say?
We said modify.
Renovate.
Well,
we said renovate.
Well, renovate the first bathroom.
Modify.
Yes.
Modify secondary structure to create
additional.
An additional restroom with more toilets,
yeah.
urinals, and then everything else that is at the end of sentence one.
Yeah.
Does that make sense, Steve?
Yeah.
So maybe or squeeze that.
That's
last
why I was asking.
Up above.
Well, that's why I was asking if there was like if we could put a number two and then put that as number two and then make number three construction and replacement of existing, so it was more clear.
Yeah, how I'm not.
Yeah, two you have to keep in.
What if, in this modification of your building, that also will have the official thing is to intended to have more. Toilet stalls.
Mm-hmm.
What if within that 400 feet or in this modified building,
you
add some 2x4s to create some space that could be used for another purpose?
In the bathroom?
It just happens to be under the same roof as the bathrooms.
What do you have in mind?
Office space.
In a toilet?
Yeah.
That's my point. No, not in the toilet. That's
right.
But
next
in
to
that
the
structure, I don't think it's big enough.
I think,
no.
Yeah, I think we should just.
No, I think.
Yeah, thank you, though.
Nice
I don't think it's big enough.
Yeah.
Think
yeah.
Okay.
They just clean
yeah,
the
Steve,
just clean the walls,
honestly, the
power washer.
The way that I read it.
We're going to make it into an office.
The way I read it, Steve, I would suggest maybe making a number two. And then
and then
make number two, the existing number two, number three. And then number two would state
modify existing structure to create new restrooms for the community
with additional toilets and then everything that comes, increasing the number of toilets and urinals addition and all of that with the same language.
Yeah.
Okay.
Unless
how about this? Modify secondary structure to create an additional restroom with more toilets and urinals, addition of insulation, heating and exhaust system, and other improvements as required to be in adherence with the ADA guidelines.
That sounds great. And Bruce, with your building expertise, you don't think modifying existing structure is going to create any issues with them?
Not that I can think of.
Okay.
Because it is an existing structure.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
The construction cost and the same as all, the construction's construction. If the county had to approve that building.
Yeah.
So to their standards.
Yeah.
And they built it.
They built it, yeah. Okay. So Steve, number one is going to read renovate existing public restroom facility, comma, increasing the number of toilets, urinals, and so on and so forth. And then number two will read what we just said, correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
Got it.
And then number three is the last one.
Number three will be construction and replacement of existing septic system for the public restroom facilities.
Yes.
Facilities, okay.
Yes.
Okay.
And during all that time, I'll be running out and getting as many bids, not bids, but at least they know the numbers, rough numbers.
Okay, yeah, that's great. Thank you.
That's
I appreciate
great.
That.
Steve,
if you could also make those modifications that you suggested for, that you did for Feel and Pinion Hill CSD as well, that would be great.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll do.
Sound fair?
Yeah.
Okay. Did we miss anything?
The office space.
That'll be the next one.
I think we could visit that one.
Had I thought of that, I would have done that instead of a restroom for the public.
A trailer of work, a double wide with air conditioning.
Right.
800 square foot, perfect.
Okay, so for this one, Steve, do we make any type of motion, or do we just turn it back to Tammy and then wait to approve it when it comes back to us?
Good question. Yes, my concern would be timing.
How about if we had table?
I would say, what's the board's availability for another special meeting?
This week?
Couldn't you approve it with the amendments?
No.
Well, we can probably approve it with the amendments now, but Steve, are you asking because if we submit it to them and then they come back with revisions, are you asking for availability in that scenario, or do you think we need to go back through this week?
Well, the board has a couple of options. One could be to go forward with the direction that you've given to send back the revisions. And then once the county has approved it, then bring it back to the board for approval. Or you could approve it now with these revisions, authorizing the board president to execute once you've received a revised version of the agreement consistent with these modifications back from the county. You can do that too. So those are your options. It's really what is the board comfortable with at this point in time. If part of the deal is you want to take this time to give staff the ability to evaluate whether you know what can be done with this potential money, and then bring that to the board before you sign the agreement, then it would seem to me that you would want to have a second special meeting once you get the thumbs up from the county, which could be quick. I mean, it was quick with Phelan. These adjustments, except for maybe B1, are ones that the county basically has already approved for Phelan. So I don't think that they're going to be controversial. So it's really going to be whether or not the changes to B1 create any problems for the county. I don't know why it would, but you could get this back quickly. So it's really, what is the board comfortable giving the board president authorization to do before bringing it back?
I personally like the first option better. I'd like to just have another special meeting, and I'd like to see what Bruce and Tammy and Angela can come up with as far as numbers go, and see what the county comes back to us with, and then evaluate before we actually sign. That's what I'd be more comfortable with. But
yeah,
how do you feel, Chuck?
Yeah, same thing.
Okay, so I can make myself available for a special meeting, so we can, I guess, evaluate that once the county responds to us and try and do another one.
I can make myself available next week for a special meeting, but I cannot for the rest of this week.
Yeah.
Can you do it during the day or after 6 or 5 or whatever?
I can potentially
I know you work.
Step work. I have like a weird schedule next week, so.
Yeah, so we'll probably just have to wait and see what happens with the county, how quick they get back to us and whatnot. And then in the meantime, if you could do some cost, looking at the cost of like what that would cost, that would help. And then, yeah, I say, so I'd say we'd move to, Steve, would it be making a motion to accept, well, we're not
no.
really.
Our modifications.
Well,
yeah, I think you've given direction, so
okay.
I think you're good.
Okay. All right.
Does that, let me just ask one last question. Does that mean by putting this off for another special meeting that we could technically lose the whole grant?
Probably. I mean, I'm sure they have a deadline.
My experience has been it won't go away. You'll still keep the money.
Well, didn't they say in their email that we have until the 21st to do modifications?
Right.
We can't really enter in this contract if the contract modifications aren't proper anyways.
Correct.
They have to change it, right,
exactly.
Steve?
Yeah.
You're still in the process. 21st
there,
is just
yeah, the email that Tammy got from the county
yeah.
specifically said that we could send edits back
yeah.
by June 21st.
Right.
So you don't think they have an expectation that we're going to send edits back, but we're just going to sign it?
No.
And return it to them?
Let me pull up the email again.
Here, I have it right here, Steve. I gave it to her.
Did you read that?
Okay.
You were reading it out loud.
That says, attached for your review, please find a board discretionary fund priorities program contract between the county and Wrightwood CSD to provide funding towards public restroom facility improvements. If you have any changes, please use the Word version of the contract to capture edits and return feedback to me by June 21st, 2024, prior to signing. For our review. If there are no edits, please sign the attached PDF version of the contract and reply to this email with an executed copy by June 21st, 2024. So that to me says prior to signing. It says prior to signing. So I think we should be okay. And if they get it back to us quick, I would suggest we just try and get like an early special meeting next week. I kind of fall off starting next Thursday. So I would prefer earlier in the week. Yeah, but the kids are all stars starting next Thursday. It's me every single day.
It's every day.
Yeah, it's every day.
Well, just FYI, they responded to my letter in like 3 days.
Okay.
Okay.
So they were really quick.
Cool. Okay, well, I think we're in good shape. So
that's Friday.
This
so that
is
gives
Friday.
Us the week.
Yeah, so you could, if Steve has this Word version done right now, you could essentially just give it to them tomorrow, right? And say, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, great.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
But do we want to? Because if we wait till Friday, we might get an extra day or two. To you know,
right? Right up front, I would say I don't want to lose the grant money.
Yeah.
You know, flat out. And that's part of why we have reserves and other things in our, you know, our savings accounts and those type of stuff. But, you know, I would hate to go through this and have a technicality where we lose that grant money. And
yeah.
I don't want that to happen.
My experience is 30 years, 15 years I was with the government. They beg you to take the money. They need to get rid of that money. I'm serious. I know it sounds funny, but that's serious.
Okay.
And they'll make sure they'll give us that money.
But you have trust for everybody, Bruce.
I don't trust anybody, but I know the rule.
Well, I guess I should ask you then, Chuck, do you want to approve it now, and give direction to the president to execute when they come back with what we have changed?
Yeah, because I think Steve's already been through it with the other CSDs.
Yeah.
If we take his expertise without holding him accountable for it was your fault, Steve.
Well, you're comfortable.
Let's say yes. Hopefully, you know, we get the grant money, and you know, hell, I ain't gonna be around next time. Want to come back and change it? So, you know, what the hell's the difference?
Do you don't have concerns about?
Yeah,
staying underneath the 400,000, like you wouldn't want to see numbers as a board again.
Of course, I would like to see numbers.
I'm like,
I mean, you're talking about
like you,
the
Chuck.
Conservative, you know, independent. I actually changed to an independent.
Yeah.
So you know, I mean, sign it now, and hopefully, they'll buy it.
Well, that changes what we just talked about. So, Alexis,
yeah,
how do you?
Yeah, no, not a sign now. I can't recommend a sign now. The now would be you send the edits in, wait for the county to respond. I think the question before the board is, all right, assume the county responds quickly, which is very, which could be likely. Then do you want to have a special meeting to approve, or do you want to give authorization now to sign subject to county approval of the revisions?
I would feel more comfortable seeing numbers first.
Okay. Well, then I'm good with that, too. I think we'd probably have to go, since it's only the three of us, that if that's how Alexis and I feel, we'd probably have to go that direction. So, okay. Well, then let's do that. Let's submit it right away, and then, we'll just make ourselves available for a special meeting, and hopefully we can get Sadie and Christy at that one, and they can look it over, too, so that they kind of know what we're getting ourselves into.
I tried. She was coming out.
Okay. Okay. Well, great. Well, then I guess we'll just move on, Steve. No action?
No direction. The direction was given. I've already made the changes and I'm in the process of sending it over to Tammy right now.
Great. Thank you. Thank you. Okay. So we're moving on to item number 6, closed session. So I'd like to please ask you step out, and we will, when we resume, we'll open back up and see if anyone's still here. All right. You're fine. All right, we are returning from closed session, and we are announcing no reportable closed session actions. And let's move on to item number 8, director's comments. Chuck?
The staff and my other board members for the work that you guys have been doing.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm going to pretend that people are still here. Thanks, everyone, for coming out. And then thank you, Natalie, for everything that you're doing. And thanks, staff, for getting this grant put together in such a timely manner. And I'm excited to see what we can do. Fingers crossed, yeah.
Yes, thank you. And thank you everyone for coming tonight. Thank you to the board for your continuous volunteer work. It is very appreciated. Thank you to Steve for always guiding us through every meeting. We appreciate that very much. And thank you to staff for all that you're doing. You continue to do just so many great things and you're very appreciated. And I hope you know that. So, we will. This meeting is adjourned, and the future board meeting is Tuesday, July 2nd, 2024 at 5:30 p.m. All right, 7:53 p.m.